531. The arts. Creative New Zealand announced on Friday a response to COVID-19, a fund that will support the arts community with benefits extending well beyond the immediate crisis. Here to talk to us more about this decision is Karen Rangi, who is the Deputy Chair for the Arts Council Creative New Zealand. Kia ora, and thank you for joining us this morning, Karen.
Thank you very much for the chance to talk about something really important for our arts community.
Yes. I see shows have been closed. Art galleries have now been asked to be closed. This is how it is affecting our arts community. Have you heard much feedback from our own Pasifika community in particular?
Heard some anecdotal feedback, and of course a lot of stuff swirling around in social media. But our Pacifica artists, like our whole art sector, we're one of the first groups to be hit. A very immediate impact, because if you are a performance artist, for example, people can't come to see your show. That's it. So you could have been working on something for months and months, and it can't come to fruition. So the other thing too for our Pacifica artists is that we're part of a wider community that already has a high level of vulnerability. So in some respects, we're starting from behind. So Creative New Zealand are really conscious about this as we develop our response.
Yes. As you say, it's hard enough to be an artist in a normal environment, but this makes it even harder. So what has the Arts Council, what have you as the Arts Council decided to do to help our communities?
Okay, well, we've been trying to work as fast as we can for a start, and I know we flagged to the sector last Friday that we were putting some response together, so we've had a few more days to put some shape around that, with a bit more to come. But basically, our response has got two components, and one is, which we're calling phase one, is for right now, immediately, because people have already been being severely impacted. So this first phase has got two parts to it. The first part to it applies to all artists, all individual artists, arts organisations, and we're calling those resilience grants. So, and just at the outset, we've been able to put aside $16 million to provide these types of grants. $4.5 million with some new money. Some we've been saving for a rainy day, but that day is here. Plus another $11.5 million that we have repurposed from other programs. So with that money, we're going to have two sorts of grants. And the first lot, the resilience grants, are for all artists. And that's got two aspects to it. So first of all is an arts continuity grant, and that could be up to $50,000. And that's to support the creation of new work or existing work that people have had to reframe because of COVID-19. So it could include professional development, promotion, distribution, looking at new ways of working. And this, it is what it says, it's to help people continue their arts. So that's one grant. The second grant is an emergency relief grant, and that's up to $10,000 per individual. And these are for people who we know will be experiencing really hard loss of income and opportunity and a real uncertainty about their future, and have probably applied for the government support. And I think this is really important, Etty, that as well as what we're doing, we're still encouraging our artists to look at the government's economic response package there. So grants, that's two types of grants. The second overall part is some short-term relief for our current investment clients who we already have a relationship with. And so there's some grants there to help them with their particular work. So that's the thrust of what we're doing, being able to put more money into the sector. And those being able to apply for those grants, that starts on the 14th of April. It's an important date for people to remember.
So 14th of April, they have to get their applications in by then. How do they find out information about application forms and the like?
So actually they can apply between the 14th of April and 31st of May, because we know it's not a matter of people just being able to very quickly, you know what they need the money for. People have to assess their situations. So the best thing to do is to, if you're not already signed up to the Creative New Zealand newsletter and website, get on there now. That's where the information will come up. So there's some information there already about eligibility, but some of the process stuff is still to be developed. And we just really want to give people, I guess, a bit of hope, really, to say it's coming, and we're working through the details as time goes.
As administrators, is COVID-19 going to be causing you issues in terms of processing applications and determining who is deserving of these grants?
No, well, obviously, like every other organisation, we've just had to rethink a bit about the way we work with everybody working from home. But we are still applying the same processes we would normally apply. We would still have independent assessors looking at applications. And what we're undertaking is that from the day that people apply, the longest that we will take is 20 days. And obviously, we're hoping to get it done in less than 20 days. But you'll understand that we've got lots of artists out there and lots of people who need help. So we'll be just working extra hard, and our fantastic staff at Creative New Zealand will be doing everything they can to help support our art sector.
Now, from my experience, having been part of Trade in New Zealand in many, many moons ago, there was Pūtea for Pasifika, there was Pūtea for Māori, and there was a general fund. Is there still the case now with our Pasifika? Can they apply to a Pasifika fund, or will everybody be lining up and running the same race?
Everybody will be lining up, but of course, you'll know that anyway, for Creative New Zealand, Māori and Pacific arts are already strategic priorities for us. So, you know, those things don't change in terms of the way that we operate. So, again, some of these things are still being worked through. But if anything, our strategy that we've had up until date is even more important now as we come into this really uncertain time for everybody.
And finally, Karen, any words of encouragement for our artists who are now getting ready to sit at home and be creative?
Well, the first thing is to say, if you get onto our website and read some of the things that we've written, over and above the information for the funds, is just, I really want to emphasise the message that Creative New Zealand are thinking about you all. You know, we're here to serve you on a normal day, let alone in this really extraordinary time. So we are thinking about you. We know from your direct feedback, from what we understand already about artists, that people are going through really hard times, and we have that in the back of our mind. We ask people to keep connected with each other as well as with Creative New Zealand, so you know what's happening. And, it's been fabulous seeing on social media our artists sharing information with each other, encouraging people to say, hey, look at what Creative New Zealand are doing, get on there. But for our Pasifika artists in particular, we know that our arts is not separate to the rest of our community life. And it's all intertwined with each other. So we know that we've got artists who definitely are suffering in a context of where a lot of our community do it hard anyway. So just to say, this is a time for us to be supporting each other. And also, this is a time I think when our creative people really come to the fore. You know, in the times of adversity, actually some of the most exciting creative things happen. And so, there's part of me that, while I'm concerned, I'm slightly excited too, Etty, about some of the responses that might come up from our fabulous artists.
Absolutely. And Karen, as a leader in our community, a word of advice to our community in general?
Yes. Look, to our people, it's it's about following the basics and doing that really well. It is about all those messages that we're hearing on TV about washing your hands, about keeping our old people safe, about being prepared to perhaps change some of our ways culturally for the overall safety. You know, I know how hard it is for some of our people not to be able to go to church on Sunday, but, you know, there are things that we need to do to keep everybody safe. And, you know, it's a reminder to us, a pretty stark reminder of what's already really important in life, which is being kind to each other and looking out for each other. So that would be my message. And, you know, as Pacifica people, we should be better at this than anybody else in the world.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your heart. Take care, and we will talk again soon. Thank you, Karen.
Same to you and the PMM team. You guys take care too. You're doing a fabulous job.
Thank you very much. That is Deputy Chair of the Arts Council, Karen Rangi. Thank you for your time, Karen. The emergency response package that she's talking about for artists, you can find out more about that by going to creative.nz.govt